Oh, snap. What's good, folks and jokes? It's your boy OZ from the NYC.
And it's Corey C in the Austin T. And this is...
What up, son?
What is up, y'all? What's going on? As we just said, I'm Corey Coleman over here. I got the great and powerful Oz. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, my friend. We are recording, right? Just making sure we all good.
I'm looking at the thing over here. You know what? I'll go over here and check. I'll check my computer. And it looks like, well, it's a black screen, but I'm sure that's up and going right there. And people, I'm glad to have y'all here tonight. You know what's going on here. People, we are here with the three F's, which are, what are they, Oz?
Oh, the free, the form, and of course, the foolishness.
The land of the free, form, foolishness. And people, we got it. We got some real foolishness for y'all tonight because, and it's bad. I mean, I almost hate to bring it up because I want to bring somebody's day down. But you know, we got that Facebook killer out there still at large.
Man, listen.
And we're going to come in and give our opinions on that and talk about that a little bit. As always, something always going on that train that you ride, man. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to try to figure out when is a good time to go out and start that snitching on people. You know, when you rat somebody out. Is there ever a good time to do that? Well, I think so, but Oz wants to know from y'all. And also, as I said, we got some guests up in the house. How you doing over there? We got one dude who has a birthday and his cheap ass friend said, so I'm just going to take you down to that studio and let you watch these Negroes right here. How y'all doing? What's your name again?
I'm Jamal.
Jamal. And what the hell? Fishman? What's his Ishman?
Ishvin, yeah.
Ishvin. Uncle, well, welcome, you guys. We'll talk to you a little bit later. And Ishvin, you're the one with the birthday, huh? Happy birthday, my friend. How old are you, my man?
22.
All right, then. And y'all look
happy
like y'all.
Happy birthday, pimp.
Yeah. You. So are you in college, too?
Yes.
Okay, you look like you're in college, but he look like your daddy or something, man. You a big motherfucker, man. 2 years younger than you? You can't. You're not. How old are you?
20.
You got. You a fucking man, man. You know you. You ain't 20 years old. You look like you goddamn 35 sitting over there, man. Yeah, shit. There was hormones in that milk you were drinking. Goddamn, baby Huey, motherfucker. How you doing, man? Oz, what's going on? You doing all right, sir? I'm talking to you, Oz.
Oh, me? Yeah, I'm doing great, brother. I'm doing great, man. Ready to rock it and roll it, man, and just get into this foolishness, man. There's a lot to be talked about,
yes,
man.
Yes, there is. And before we do, you know, people, I got to come in, and first of all, I got to say hi, and I'm getting better at this because there's been some weeks that I've been skipping this protocol right here, but I do want to welcome the one, the only, the backbone of this community. Of course, we call them the Chat-a-Tat-Tat. How y'all doing, chat? Somebody said, uh-oh, dude's 22 over there. Look, yeah, you are very youthful, man. It really does look like a father who carried his son out today. Yeah, you look like you're about 12, and you look like you goddamn 45. But the chat is talking to you, and they're wishing you a very happy birthday. Good to have you up in here. And also, people, I got to give some announcements to you. But before I do that, you know we got some birthday boys up in here. We got the chat up in here. But, of course, this show is all about anybody who loves to check us out. And I'd love to have you be a part of this show. You don't just have to be sitting up here on this couch to do so. You can also pull out a keyboard, make it very convenient for you through the magic of technology. You can join us by typing in for me, kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show this evening, in an email, put your phone number in there. Put your Skype contact in there. If you dare show your face around here, press in. Bam! Up in your home talking to you, the only host in the world that does the house calls. On the Instagrams at Double Toasted Fan Page. On the Facebooks, type in Double Toasted. Would you like to talk to me personally? Well, in the Facebooks, type in Corey.Coleman.5. If I'm too busy for you, I'm sure my man right here can pull up the rarer.
Oh, man, come find your boy on Facebook. That's Oz Green JR on Facebook. And while you're there, check out the unofficial Toasties group. That's pretty cool. And if you want to talk to me personally, Hit me up on that email, ozwhatup@gmail.com. That's ozwhatup@gmail.com. ozwhatup@gmail.com.
I like the way you do that. What up? Get that high pitched in there. Emphasis. And also, people, come on down to the now world famous Double Toasted Studios. Oh, with that fresh new bright ass sign right there. And you got your you got that big motherfucker over there. If you can find some room. Hey, all you gotta do is email me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let me know if you're gonna be visiting Austin, gonna be moving to Austin. Hey, you already live here. Let me know. Come see a show. Do me a favor, come make yourself known. And let me see. Oz, yeah, I tell you, man, I want to get into it because after all, I tell the people, this is where I take the night off, really, and this is your night. This is your time. This is your
you like
show.
Like saying that about me, man, but you never do take the night off. You always come in with something.
No, man. Before I hand it over completely to you, I'm going to ask you, may I make some announcements?
Please do.
Okay. I got his permission to do so. So you know what? And I want to let y'all know what's happening here because we are just a mere 48 hours away before I end up over there in the City of Angels, L.A., California, where we're going to be having our Double Toasted L.A. event. Got that comedy show for you along with some interactive live games. We got musical acts. You know, we have Tone Royal. The great Tone Royal has taken time out of his schedule, out of his world tour, to meet us over in L.A. Yo, you know, he's a very busy man now. You know, he was I heard he's going to be performing with Kendrick Lamar, but he's taking off some time to perform. Damn, it's right.
That's
to perform with us. And we'll also have the great Nate and Kuda Brown, and then we'll have the DJ coming in, setting the mood for the rest of the evening so that you guys can just mingle amongst yourselves. And
that is an action-packed night, brother.
It is it is so packed with action, Oz, that now normally you go to a party, they kick your ass out around 2 a.m. in the morning. They might cut off the lights and say, have some, you know what, for the VIPs in the room, we're going to make this go around to maybe 3 o'clock. If you're in a strip club, you might be looking at titties until 4. But but here, cool. Here, we will be going on till 5 in the morning. 5:30, I heard. Yes, you could look at our titties until 5:30 in the morning. So please, please, if you're there, be prepared to go all night. And that is why we have so much going on for you. But
we so stupid we don't know how to end. That's what it is.
Oh, we don't know when to stop, man. And they were generous enough to let us stay there that long. Nice drink specials. Under 21, that means you, man. You know, y'all can get in. So hey, if you find yourself in LA this weekend, your big ass can get in there too. You're gonna beat my ass before this is over. I better leave you alone, man. And yeah, man, you can stay very late, but it's also about the weekend. We got something going on all this weekend. And you know, and I don't mean just with us. You know, Oz, I gotta show people this nice video that our sponsor, one of our sponsors, put up. Our main sponsor, which is Mixer. Mixer, right. You know, that's the new social app that's out there about to take over the world. And the thing with Mixer is that you get this app and you can find out what's going on with your friends, our new friends, if you haven't met them yet. They have something going on all the time. So if there's something spontaneous that pops up, then get on Mixer and find out. It might be a party, might be a frat house is going off. Maybe somebody wants to grab some dinner with a bunch of people. It can be used for a lot of things. And I'm going to tell you something very special about this, but you're going to have to get the app first. Get it on Instagram at Mixer Now. Go to the website. Get it directly from there. You can go to MixerNow.com and get that. And then, of course, you can find that on Instagram. And the cool thing about what's happening with Mixer this weekend for L.A., Mixer, as far as the L.A. area goes, now, Oz, brace yourself right here, man. We're coming up.
Holding on.
Oh, man, you know something. They are going to drop everything and make it all about Double Toasted that weekend. So if you in L.A., don't look for nothing else unless it's Double Toasted. You can hang out with us. What's that?
That's what's up. We're going to all be there. That's what's up.
Yeah. And it's not just about us. It's for all the Toasties out there. It is your Mixer app for the weekend. It totally belongs to you. So as I said, you know, we're going to be doing stuff all weekend, but that doesn't mean you got to hang out with us all weekend. We got our meet and greet going on that Friday. That's going to be at Cantor's in Hollywood. I'll be telling more about that this week. And if you happen to, you know, you get tired of us, there's something that you want to do besides seeing our faces, because you're going to be seeing it all weekend, get on the Mixer app and check around. And I'm sure that you'll be able to find a lot of things that people want to do. You want to grab some dinner, want to grab some brunch. I don't know. You just want to hook up. I don't know. It'll be something for you to do.
I definitely want to hear some Mixer stories when this is all said and done. I want to hear some, how somebody hooked up on Mixer and, you know, had a crazy night or something.
Oh, yeah. And we'll be watching, too. So be careful, because you're going to be a part of the show and don't even know. You know me. I'm quick with that camera phone right there. And Oz, you're going to be doing something with a couple of Toasties there in New York for the New York meet and greet.
Yeah, that's May 6th in New York. We can't wait for Corey and the crew to come down to New York. So Thomas and Yonell took it upon themselves to craft something and get a thing together and pulled me in on it as well. So we got something happening on May 6th at the Blind Tiger Bar. That's in on Bleecker Street. If you want more information, you can email me, ozwithup@gmail.com, or join the unofficial New York Toasties group on Facebook. Get more information there as well. Should be fun. Come out and hang out.
That's right. And people, if that wasn't enough for you, be can't catch us in LA. If I just didn't happen to be involved in your little Mixer deal, then you know what? You can catch us over in Orlando, Florida. At least me and the Mexilence, Sammy Gonzalez, you know him. And we're going to be there for the Playlist Live. That's going to be the Playlist Live. Write that down. Playlist Live, the YouTube convention. But if you can't get in because, you know, that really short on tickets for that too, then go ahead and catch us at the meet and greet. That's going to be May 6th, and we don't have a destination yet. We don't have a location yet, but as soon as we find out something, we'll let you know. I'm not saying it's going to be definite, but it sounds like that we're going to be hanging out at Universal Studios, the free part, you know, where they have all the bars and everything. Yeah, ain't paying for everybody's Make ticket to get into Universal Studios. Yeah, so you might as well drop that shit right now, because I know one person's going to be standing at the gate. Corey said I can get in. Corey who?
Exactly.
Not Coleman. But yeah, y'all, they got like a boardwalk or something over there with bars, and we'll probably meet over there. That's sounding kind of cool. So we'll get it all settled. You know, we're just going to get this LA thing out the way first, and then we'll go ahead and concentrate on that one thing at a time. Oz,
yes sir.
Let me see here. Let me give myself some water real quick, because I hope
self the wawa.
Give me some wawa, because I hope I can last through this show. I'm hungry as hell, man.
we'll get through it, brother. We'll get through it. So yeah, man, May 6th. If you can't make it to Corey's thing, come to our bootleg shit in New York. There you go.
I'm hungry as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. My girl's sitting up here. She's got this. Before we get started, she got me on that low carb diet, man. Well, I can't eat no bread. I'm wiping out everything that I love in my life right now. I didn't know how much bread was a part of my life until she started having me do this low carb shit, man, which pretty much means you can't have. Think now. I want y'all to sit back and think about how much shit that you eat that has bread in it, and how to go through your day without it. Have y'all now? What's your favorite food, man? Burgers. Yeah. I know, because they were standing outside. They saw my ass when I was driving by. Did y'all see me eating when I drove by? They were standing outside waiting to get in. And we had just come from In-N-Out, because this was my burger day. And y'all didn't know how much bread was a very important part of the burger. I went up there and I asked, because you can get it some kind of style, a lettuce style or something, where
you have it your way. You can get it your way. Burger King shit. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know people did this shit. They have the burger. You can, if you are on the low carb diet, because I was in a hurry, because I asked it, because we just came out of a two and a half hour move, and I did get here and do the show. And apparently everything they don't have bread on, it take time to make. Because I was like, I said, we got to go. What do you want to do? And she said, is there Any Asian places? We Asians take time to cook that shit. Them noodles take time to boil. Ain't no fucking fast food. Even Panda Express make you sit down and wait for this shit.
Yeah. Need some conveyor belt food now. Not no sit down and eat food. Conveyor belt food.
No, Asians take their time. I ain't saying you're lazy and shit. I'm just saying, you know, they don't do fast food. They take their time with it. They gonna make sure that the food is done right. You know, Americans want you to get the fuck in and get the fuck out. You know, here, take your shit, move on. We went to In-N-Out and we had the I don't know what they call it, something style. And they do this at a lot of places. If you're on a low carb diet or no carb diet, you can replace the bun with two pieces of lettuce.
Oh, they got you with that.
They
one.
Got
That's
me
terrible.
Hard, man.
That's terrible.
I ordered that shit. It didn't even sound right because I ain't greedy. I usually get one burger because I don't try to eat a whole lot of them. I'm kind of scared of beef because, you know, they got all kind of the things, chemicals and shit in it. You know, they be pumping them cows up. But it didn't even sound right. I said, yeah, I'll have whatever the fucking lettuce burger is you got. And I thought about it, like, you know, make it another because that shit don't sound too fulfilling. I ate two of those, man. I'm still hungry as fuck right now. Those buns fill you up, man.
Yeah, well, of course you eating meat and leaves. With a side order of grass.
Yeah, you wearing that shit that fucking statue wears on his dick, you know?
There's a statue missing his clothes thanks to you because you ate it.
There's a statue with a dick hanging all out, and I got it on my hamburger, man. I don't know. It's a hard thing to do. I don't know how people do it, man, because I'm still hungry as hell right now. Because I've had it the opposite way. I've had veggie burgers where it's pretty much, they call it veggie burger, but they just took the meat out of it. You know, they gave you like Five Guys does that. Five Guys make a burger where they just throw a bunch of shit on it.
Yeah, it's like soybean type of burger or something?
No, that's the thing about it. They ain't no, like, they're not like those hippie places that make, like, soybean burgers with, you know, like you say, grass and weeds in it and shit. No, it's, you know, you just get through mowing the lawn and make a burger out of it. No, if you go some places, they're lazy as fuck. They're like, you want a veggie burger? That just means we don't have the meat in it. You know, it's everything. It's just a bun with some ketchup and cheese on it. But if you eat it, you'll get full. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. The bread is what makes you full. It ain't that meat. I had two burgers tonight with lettuce in place of buns. I'm hungry as fuck right now.
Good luck to you, man.
Yeah,
get that
man.
Boy back his clothes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it's cold tonight. Get that boy back his clothes.
Yeah, let that shit. Next week she gonna be hungry, man. That ain't gonna last too much longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cute for now, but we'll see.
I want to talk about something down. I don't want to bring things down right here. I really don't. But we just had something that happened today. And right now, everybody's on the lookout for that Facebook killer. You know, the guy was Steve Stevenson. It's the guy. Let me see if I can find this right here. Because what you got here, there's a guy that's going around. Well, I'm not going around. He's at large right now.
Yeah.
The Facebook killer. It's a guy that just got mad one day and decided, you know what? I had to argue with my girl. I'm a little pissed off. I think I'll take a ride and kill somebody. You know, and the guy's name is, let me see right here. I think his name is Steve Stevens. Steve Stevens. Now, did you guys hear about this Facebook killer? This happened in Cleveland. Now, you say he could be anywhere right now, but this guy, Steve Stevens, got into an argument with his girl, got pissed off, and went out and took it out in the most deadly way on somebody else. And the big kicker with this is that, you know, social media kicked in. He couldn't just go out and do it and be done with it and mind, you know, and possibly not have the cops on his ass as soon as they were. Because what he chose to do is he chose to go out and put this on Facebook Live, stream the whole thing, did a whole did a whole monologue leading up to the event. I'm going to show some of this. For those who haven't seen it, it leads to a very disturbing point. I'm warning you right now. And it does. I don't let it play through to that part where it gets really gruesome.
I found somebody I'm about to kill. I'm about to kill this guy right here. The old dude. Oh, man. Hi. Can you do me a favor? Can you say Joy Lane?
What?
Can you say Joy Lane?
Joy Lane?
Yeah. She's the reason why this is about to happen to you. How old are you?
Oh, man, look. Hey, look.
That's the point where he pulls a gun on a 74-year-old man. And I'm looking at Cleveland.com. The guy that he did that was Robert Godwin. That's the guy that he shot and killed. The thing that followed up with that video, Oz, is that he pulls the trigger and you see the guy's head snap back.
Yeah.
And fall back dead.
Yeah.
The thing that puzzles me with this is, you know, there used to be a time when you committed murder, you actually tried to hide the shit and get away with it instead of putting it on, instead of putting it on social media for the whole world to see.
It's crazy, man. I think the invention of this Facebook Live has brought out a lot of interesting people, to say the least. You know, it's definitely a case where now, you know, people are looking to get famous no matter what they try to do. And you have this Facebook Live turning people into fucking supervillains now. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's getting out the car talking about, I'm going to go kill this guy. He's like, it's regular work for him. Like he's upset to get out the car and try to kill somebody. Oh, let me go kill this guy. It's crazy.
Oh, well, how come they can't come to me?
Exactly.
You know,
I got to do all the work.
All this shit for doing this, going all for a like. We are in a society now where we love the attention, not just the attention, but getting likes from people we don't know. You know, and the funny thing about it is, how liked do you think you're going to be for killing somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, how many people you think going to find that joyful? And how many people you think, well, I'd like to be friends with that asshole right there? You know, if you like something, like, you know, people want that thumbs up for anything these days. If you give a thumbs up to that, you need your thumb fucking broke, man.
Yeah, your thumb needs to be bitten off, broken off, or something. I mean, now more than ever, we need a Batman to really swoop down and vigilante his ass to death or something, because it's disturbing, it's disgusting, son. It's like, it's a case where now it's like, shit, if anybody has a phone, is coming towards you, you better get out of the way, because they're gonna try to make you famous and make themselves famous, and it may not be a good thing for you.
Funny how you should say this. This is some shit the Joker would do.
Yeah.
Oh, Edward Ward, my number is, you can call me at 216-469-63.
That's another thing, man. How you going to put your number out there, your phone number and all your information, and then go on the run? You know what I mean? At that point, you know.
another fool who doesn't know how social media works, man. Everybody's seeing this. You're recording yourself for incrimination later. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You definitely can't put this on a generation of people. You know, it's a certain group of people who weren't able to express themselves out in the public at all. So now they get this device where they think it's just them, you know, they get into their head that when they're just talking to their phone, they're just talking to the phone and not realizing that they're talking to everybody. So it emboldens them, of course, to do these things and air it. Like, look how cool I am. You know what I mean? Him giving out his phone number is like, yo, he thinks he's talking to Siri or some shit. Meanwhile, he's talking to everybody.
It's like a fly being drawn to a bug zapper. People are willing to put, you see people all the time putting like their crimes up on Facebook. All the dudes selling drugs out there, putting money out there, you know.
Yeah.
There was a guy just put out on the social media who stabbed somebody with a sword about 2 weeks ago, saying, you know what, I want the world to know that if you're black, get off the street because I'm coming for you. especially if you date white women. The guy just stabbed a dude just to get practice. But at the same time, when people put that stuff out on social media, they get caught really quick.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg has solved way more crimes than the police these days, you know? The guy is still at large right now, as you were saying.
Yeah, you know, this social media is a gift and a curse, right? You know, it's a gift that, you know, people are stupid enough to put their crimes, you know, on here for everyone to see. But at the same time, they're putting their crimes on here for everybody to see. So, you know, you get people who will sympathize towards it. And you get people who will go to the extreme and say, well, what did the person do to deserve that death? I'm like, now you get people, you know, accusing the people that's getting, you know, either pranked on or being hurt. You know what I mean? And it's a case where this is what this media now is letting people do.
The biggest thing with him, I mean, besides being a cold-hearted murderer, is that he's a spoiled fucking brat. This dude, no, and hear me out, because the whole time this guy is talking, he's talking about how this is not, you know, how everybody else is to blame for what he's about to do except him. His girl, his upbringing.
Just killing motherfuckers, man, you know, and all because of this bitch named Joy Lane. You know, she put me in my pushing point, man. You know, I was living over there with her. Just woke up Friday, I just couldn't take it no more, man. I just left. And yeah, here I am, massacring motherfuckers. We call today today is the Easter Sunday Joy Lane Massacre.
You can't even name the fucking the so-called massacre. He can't even name it after himself. He had to name that after his girl, which apparently is the problem. This is the deal with the guy. They haven't caught him yet. They say that he left Cleveland where this took place, and now he's they say he's probably in New York. I don't know if that means the state of New York or New York City. That's your area, man.
Yeah, I know. And my daughter, she heard about this, and now she's nervous now.
I thought you were going to say she's trying to get that $50,000 reward. You know? She's out there setting a trap with a butterfly net. You know, it's a box with a stick on it. That's one of the things I wanted to ask you, because I'm thinking, all right, let's say he's in your area right now.
Yeah.
And let's just say you got lucky enough to see the guy beat the shit out of him, catch him alive, and then get this $50,000 reward. Mm-hmm. Would you actually take the reward?
But that's a good question, dude. That is a very good question. I'm gonna say yes, because I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take that money.
I like the way you said that's a good question. Like you were gonna ponder this shit. You know, that's a good question. Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna take that money and use it for good. You know what I mean?
Well,
trying to make sure
good?
My
Yours?
Kids look better than I do. You know what I mean? That's the goal right now at this point in time.
Okay.
You know, for me. I live a very selfish life at this point right now. And what I mean by selfish is selfish to my family. And my job is to get to the job that I'm going to and get back. That's it. That's my only job, because I got four people that's concerned about what I'm doing. And I need to be there for them. So if I was to get this money, hell yeah, give it to them and make sure that they know where it came from and how I got it, you know, and let them do what they got to do with it.
I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could take that reward money if it was from that guy. But I was thinking about turning Corey Goodwin in. I was sitting up here. How can I spin this around to where I could actually knock Corey Goodwin out and turn him in as a Facebook killer? I like the way Corey Goodwin even looked at himself. He's like, damn, that does look like me. That shit just changed all of a sudden. Corey going like, oh. You're like, Corey, you might want to go in and hide for the next couple of days, man.
You're going to get this man tackled. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Corey, you can't come back in here, man, because you're going to get this studio swatted if you do.
Good one. It's time to lose the beard or something again, son. Just for a little bit, dog.
Oh, yeah. Just for a little while. Keep the hat on.
Scary.
You know, wow. Isn't it, though? Like, I looked at that today because I saw that picture before I knew it was a Facebook killer. I was like, is that Corey Goodwin when before he lost weight? You know?
Oh, man. It's the nose and that beard, man. Oh, man. You can't do – you got to pull a Michael Jackson, get your nose done, or get rid of that beard or something, because that's crazy.
I know. He got the same nose and everything, man. I'm not trying to make fun of them. I'm telling Corey, give him some good advice. Keep your ass at home. Just for a couple of days. Yeah. You ain't got to come to work, man. It's all right. Work from home. You know, but with that kind of money, I was asking that question because I don't think, unless with Corey Goodwin, yeah, I could spend that money easily. But if I was to turn into a real guy, I don't think I could spend that money, man. Because everything I bought would be, for me, I'd be thinking about that's blood money. Blood from that innocent man that was killed. I don't know if I could do it. Oz, like, give it to the Oz Green organization.
I feel you. I feel you. I'm gonna feel bad, but hopefully these fools could do something with it, something with it good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing about it, man.
Taking and try to do something good with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If they find him, he's going to jail for life. You don't put no shit on Facebook where you shot somebody and expect to get parole later down the line. That don't happen. You know, I mean.
Yeah. At that point, he watches too much TV. So I just plead insanity. You ain't doing that.
No.
That's not happening right here.
You're not pleading insanity. I don't even know if there's a lawyer that would take this case. The lawyer's that is done. The proof is right there.
And that's why I don't want him to kill himself. I want him to be alive when they catch him and have him go through the process. I want to see this play itself out to the bitter end.
No, you know, and I do too.
Have this guy as a constant reminder of, you know, how disgusting people can be, and just throw everything at him.
Like, even in jail, you know, people, some of the most violent killers be like, damn, man, you know, at least my victims had a chance to run. at least my victims gave up somewhat of a fight, and they were kind of surprised. A 74 year old man walking down the street with a bag in his hand. I mean, that's some cold shit. That's the kind of shit that would get you would get your ass beat every day in jail for that.
Oh yeah, probably worse than your ass. But my poor dude didn't even know what the hell he was talking about. He, like, Joey. Did I fuck her? How old is she? You know, he was trying to figure out who he was talking about. If that's his kid now or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know. That dude's probably an old player. He was like, wait a minute.
Oh yeah, he was just shy saying, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, he's one of them old men that didn't have time for this bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, the man's name, and I was like that. I say, if he was a real man, he'd kill himself. But you know, I hope that he also goes to the system too. I hope he goes to the system. And every day in jail is a living hell for him. As I said, the guy's name that died is Robert Godwin. I think this guy, Steve Stevenson's. I wish people could line up and say this man's name and kick him in his fucking stomach with every time they say his name, just like he went up here and said to this guy, say my girlfriend's name, and then shot him. Death happens every day, people. You know, it happens in the world every day. I looked at a video. I don't mean to make this so depressing right now, but I looked at I saw a picture where it's in Pakistan or something, where they took two gay people out into the middle of a square and stoned them to death. You know, took rocks and just, threw them to the heads cracked open. This shit, you know, keep in mind that this shit just happens every day around the world. And it confuses me. I don't know what to make of it. It's just like, damn, it's just the kind of shit that makes you just want to go out and be nice to people. I ain't never just wanted to give a flower to every person I saw.
Yeah.
And then after watching this video, I ain't never wanted to just go out and just rub a puppy or something. You know, I just want to be kind to people after this, because you never know. As Oz said, that guy was doing nothing, and someone just drove out of nowhere and shot him in his head.
Went completely out of his way to just destroy this man's life, you know, his family's life. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's just something that shatters and ripples throughout the whole community.
I see that, and I just want to be a good person. Can you come here, man? You. Yeah, you. Yeah, come here, man. I just want to give somebody a hug. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Are you? Yeah, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming by, man.
No problem.
I needed this right now. I would have got your friend over there, but he would have broke my spine. I would have been over here lifeless like this after it was done. Shit, you would have been the double toaster killer had you done that. I want to, let me tell you something before we get out of here, man. I am proud of myself. I am proud of myself. And I'm going to tell y'all why. I'm not gloating in this. I'm not really, really proud of myself for this. I just got an email before I left to go to this movie. And I've been I don't want anybody to think that I'm trying to get out of here and I'm trying to ride somebody's name for some fame or thrust myself out in the spotlight, because they're in the spotlight right now. That is not what I'm doing. I'm not like this chick that was on that train you talking about. You know, I'm not afraid to talk my own shit and own up to it. But I've been saying something for the longest time. I'm just amazed that what I've been saying has come out this soon, publicly, proving my point.
And I know where you're going.
You know, and No disrespect to anybody, especially when this person at one time I considered a friend. But y'all know who Alex Jones is?
Mm.
I'm like, oh, you. Some people who don't know who Alex Jones is? Really? Alex Jones? Okay, if y'all didn't know, Alex Jones is sort of this conspiracy theorist, libertarian type dude.
Mm.
Yo, hold on, now you're all that crazy motherfucker. Okay. Yeah, Alex Jones. Everybody knows Alex Jones. Alex Jones is, I'm actually kind of proud of the way the guy has just blown up, made the news, talked to presidents and everything. But the motherfucker's crazy. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
There's no pop.
He's not. He tries to pull himself off as crazy. Mm. And you know, because he goes off and does just says some of the wackiest things and goes way beyond conspiracy theory type stuff. I mean, he really wants you to think that he's insane so that he can say the craziest shit out there and maybe, just maybe, have that safety net. You know, oh, well, you know, I'm crazy, you know, but he like he was on a video. He got to the point where he was going off on Hillary Clinton. This is not a defense of Hillary Clinton. No, this is just somewhere he was talking about Hillary Clinton so hard where other people were talking about, you know, Benghazi and emails and all that kind of shit. He's talking about a jar of pickles.
That's not how you open a can of pickles.
Oh, snap.
There's no pop when she opens it. Pop.
Yeah, he's crazy.
You pop them
open. And y'all thought my conspiracies were bad.
You pop them, pop, 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 pop them. You don't turn them like it's peanut butter or jelly or something. Can we zoom in on this? You have to pop it.
Can we zoom in?
Wow.
Oh, then can we do that? Can we do an Isayashi? Can we zoom in on the lid of the pickles so we can get to the bottom of this evil conspiracy?
And gentlemen, you have to pop it. Pop. It's popped. It's vacuum sealed. It's vacuum sealed. Pop, pop. You open it by pressuring it.
Oh, Lord.
Whoa, he's crazy, right? My man has gone off the deep end.
Now, he needs a tug shirt, for real.
No! He's not crazy. I'm crazier than that fool is, and I'm telling you this because, I'm not that crazy. I will tell you, when I get in front of this camera, I'm acting a fool. When I go home, I ain't fucking with jars of pickles. You know, I'm not acting like this. I'm not the asshole I come across. Maybe a little, but I'm not to the degree that you see here. But with Alex Jones... Back in the day, I've told y'all this. I'm only saying this for a particular, really, people. I don't want to keep harping on this, but I keep telling you he's not fucking insane. This whole thing is an act. And I'm not trying to drop a name. I haven't talked to Alex Jones in probably 20 years. But there was a time he would sit down with us. He would talk to us. He was cool. He was normal. He'd get in front of that camera like, the Bushes, we got to stop them, secret society, people that are destroying the fucking planet, you know. And then he was done like, so what's the new Star Wars like? You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow, what an act. Yeah, he's like, huh?
What's that?
An act like that, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, he'd be done. I would catch him with movies like, yeah, you know, don't say my name too loud because I act crazy in front of camera. I don't want people to know that, you know, what I'm like. And I got people after me because they take this seriously. And I was like, oh, I got you, man. It's an act, you know. We've had this fucking conversation. And the only reason why I'm going off on him because I always thought it was great. Because I never said a word. I was like, man, you know, get yours, man. You know, if you're gonna play this character and people gonna take you seriously, I love it. That's great. But when he started leading up, you know, supporting bad policies, and not just policies, but just crackpot conspiracy theories, even then I was like, well, that's a little weird, but that's maybe a little too far. But you know, do what you gotta do, man. And I told you, when he finally went to that Sandy Hook conspiracy where these poor parents who lost children, 7 years old, 8 years old, 6 years old, in a senseless mass shooting at an elementary school. And then he wants to propagate this whole thing of, mm-hmm. yeah, that never happened because they want to take your guns away. You know, fuck you, man. Fuck you. Fuck you and the goddamn horse you rode in on, man. And, you know, this shit is, it was too much for me. And that's when right. I started really just blowing the whistle on him. I was like, you know, because people kept asking us, do you know Alex Jones? On the show, you know Alex Jones? You know Alex Jones? I was like, yeah, man, fuck him. That's not the guy. Fuck him. You know, he's for just pretty much riding off the backs of victims to blow up his fame. And yeah. The point I'm getting to is that I just got an email today where, and this is in the news, where they're talking about how Alex Jones, and this is from the independent.co.uk, caught me off guard too. I'm kind of surprised it came out this quick. InfoWars, Alex Jones is a performance artist playing a character according to his lawyer.
Oops.
And why is he doing this now? Because his fucking back is against the wall. Because yeah. he's got a, because what's happening here is that there's something going on where his wife, his estranged wife, as they say here, Kelly Jones, he has three children with her, and she said that he's not a stable father. These rants that he does on air, yeah, you think I'm going to give custody of my kids to a fucking nut who's on TV talking about Hillary Clinton and pickle jars? You think I'm going to, you know, you think I'm going to give my kids to that nutcase? And so, you know, now Alex Jones has to play his hand.
Yeah.
Now his lawyer has to come out and say, and this is in the article, he's just playing, relax, he's just playing a character. This guy, it's not real. He's doing this for money. This whole thing that he's doing is just so that people will think he's insane because he's just an artist. He's not no more, you know, he's not a political figure anymore. He's an artist.
<You know? laughs> Yeah. That's another case where somebody's using this, you know, the hype of likes. And I'm sure a lot of this stuff was trying to make a lot of stuff go viral, and, you know, and try to get these, you know, these endorsements from doing stuff to get a lot of hits on his site and stuff like that. You know, again, a case where, you know, this Facebook Live and these social media outlets are, you know, having people, you know, do something over and beyond what they would probably do normally without it. You know, just to try to get some, you know, some kind of exposure or feature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, now he has to look out there and he's played himself, you know, and now he's out there with mad quarters in his ass. You know, it's crazy.
All of a sudden, he's an actor.
Yes.
Before he was getting calls from Trump, he was going on CNN, talking to some of the hosts there. Now it's all, oh man, you know, well, that was all in the script. You know,
like Alex.
Let me see here.
Once, for example, what you see is what you get. He's the same way off camera as he is on camera.
Sue me if I'm fake. No, I'm not fake.
You like those people who, like those used car salesmen? Oh, they got to go because I'm crazy.
I'm in.
These prices are absurd. No, he's trying.
But now that he get caught. He has his white gloves on. He has his tie on. Oh, excuse me, sir. I don't believe you've met before. My name is Alex Jones.
Yeah. He ain't in court talking about, fuck that bitch. She's crazy. Yeah. You know, he's like, yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. No, you know, he's normal now. But before, you couldn't tell him he was normal. No, you couldn't convince him that he was sane. Damn, he froze my fucking video up too.
But I'm one thing. You can say Alex Jones is genuine. Genuine article. Believe me, I'm telling the truth. All I've got is telling the truth. My credibility is all I got. And I'll never give it up for anybody. It's a kind of an OCD deal. I mean, even when stuff makes me look bad, I tell the truth about it. Okay, I did this, I did that. Oh, Tony Montana, there's only two things you got in this world, your word and your huevos, and I ain't breaking.
Wait a minute, did you hear that? See, even when I'm lying, I'm telling the truth.
He's talking himself in the circle. What is he doing?
I don't know. Maybe he is fucking nuts. I don't know.
He's cutting a wrestling promo.
Yeah. You know, I ain't going to court. I'm not trying to ride this guy's coattails to get any kind of name right now. But I'm telling you, it's just insane that this came out, because I've been saying it for a long time and I never thought anybody would listen. I mean, that's not what that came out. Nobody listened. They listened to his wife. You know, he's in court. Nobody give a fuck what we say. But that's why I thought I could come out and say it. But it amazes me that people are noticing this now, and he's having to drop that shit and be that guy. And look, he'll be back. His followers are out there. He's going to be fine. I don't want anything. It's not like I'm wishing anything bad on the guy. I just wish you'd stop. I wish you stop empowering these crackpot and very insensitive conspiracy theories when you know you don't believe in them yourself. And I wish you'd just come out and just stop emboldening people who believe these nutty things, and then go out there and not only spread these misconceptions, but also put other people in danger. Some people want to target. Can you imagine if you lost your kid in a murder, a 7-year-old kid? If there's ever a time to gather around you with sympathy, it's then. But somebody wants to kill you because you lost your kid? Fuck yourself. You know, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the type of people that you gotta watch out for, man. Because those are the people that try to embolden other crazy people. You know, if you're not crazy, you try to embolden a crazy person with crazy. You know, it's that's a recipe for disaster. And you know, you have a responsibility, especially when you have a platform like that, knowing that you're reaching certain people. You know, and you're still using that platform to get more likes and hits, son. Man, it's stupid, man.
Yeah, that's
now,
all it is.
And now, you know, the roosters are coming home or whatever, how that supposed to go.
Yeah.
But now he's coming home. So now he has to play the straight and narrow now. So,
yeah,
it's just very two-faced and very disingenuous. You know what I mean? So
sat down and had the nicest conversation with my family. And he couldn't have been the nicest guy. I'm serious. Yeah. He couldn't have been the nicest guy. But all this other shit that he's doing. Again, no disrespect. You get yours even when this blows over. I hope everything works out for you. But what he's doing is bullshit. You heard it here, and it's come out for at least a glimpse. Just letting y'all know. Don't buy the bullshit. Anyway, I want to thank Ward Dare for that, because I didn't hear about this until I was walking out the door. Thank you, Ward Dare. I appreciate it, you little homo. Anyway, let's go ahead.
Homo conspiracy.
He's a homo conspiracy. I'm kidding, people. That's what I actually call him that. I'm trying to get him to come out because, you know, I want him to be happy.
He still hasn't come out yet, huh?
No, not yet. But we're working on it. That's another conspiracy. Was that? That's another conspiracy right there. He's straight. So.
Yeah, I got to hang on to this banner and balloons for another couple more years. Yeah. All right, no problem. We gonna wait for you. We gonna wait.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's still living in that closet, man. He'll be all right. People, let me see here. We got, you know, speaking of the $50,000 reward and all that kind of stuff. You know, just if you know the guy, just turn the guy in. Because people got this whole thing. Don't snitch. Don't tell nobody. If y'all know who this guy is, if there's ever a time to snitch, if there's a time to rat somebody out, it's that time. You know, don't hold back on this guy. Turn this guy in if you got him. But you had an incident on the train today where you were talking about snitching and when is the right time to do that and when you bring people in or rat them out.
It's a funny story, man. Gather around, folks, another fantastical train story by your boy. All right, so
what train do you ride? Because every time you ride, maybe you should switch trains, because every time you ride this train, something crazy happens to you, man.
Nah, it's that LIRR, that Long Island Railroad, man. It's always something going down on there, man. So I try to make it quick, brother. So I get on the train again, right? And there's a group of folks that's already on the train. And they're in like a six-seater thing, and I'm like right behind them. And these fools are talking so loud. It's like if you were on like a school bus or something like that, but you're on a school bus with a bunch of foreigners and you don't know what language they're speaking, and they're just loud, right?
Okay.
So they're, and of course, behind me, there's a woman getting riled up, talking to the dude next to her. Saying, I don't know what these people think they are. I don't know, you know, who they think, where they're not, their living room, this, that, the other. And the dude next to her is like, it's a little disrespectful. And yes, I know. She's like, the next conductor I see, I'm going to flag him down and I'm going to take care of this shit. I'm like, oh, shit, it's about to go down now. So I'm in my game, just playing my game, just listening but not listening at the same time. So the conductor comes through, and she flags him down, and now she's talking all quiet. And she's like, excuse me, can you tell them to keep it down? Their levels are way too high for me, way too high. So freeze there for a minute. Now, before she got on the train, the conductor went over to the people that were sitting in the six-seater, and he was like, hey, Alice, hey, Jim, hey, Bob, how was the weekend? How was Easter? Yada, yada, yada. So apparently these people are regulars on the train that the conductor knows. So fast forward. So the conductor tells the lady who's saying that, and he tells her, there's a quiet car two cars down. You can go there. And who told him to tell her that? She got up, got on her white privileged horse, right? Rode around and stopped talking. I'm a paying customer. It's too early for all this noise. I'm speaking for everyone on the train.
Okay.
And she points to the guy next to him. And he's like, yeah, it's a little disrespectful, right? So the conductor, who's visibly upset, right, goes to the group and says, can you guys keep it down a little bit? That lady over there is not happy with your speaking levels, right? And I'm like, oh, did he just throw her in the bus or no? Yes, she did. So the lady says to the conductor, how dare you do that to me? What is your badge number? What is your bad number? And at that point, the conductor loses it himself. He takes off his hat, pushes it in her face, and says, read it. Here, read it. It's fucking here. Read it, read it. And I'm like, oh, my God. And the dude next to her, what does he say? Yeah, that was a little disrespectful.
Well, you know, she was she up and making all that noise and talking about how she wanted to be quiet?
Yeah, she wanted. I wanted to be quiet in here. It's too early for this.
And that bitch brought on herself. You know what I'm supposed to say? You know, shit. You got what you wanted. You know, you got help, and you know what am I supposed to take the rap for you? Sit your big ass down. You know what I mean? Shit, that's an open and shut case. Hell, she might as well have been on Facebook and done that shit. You know?
Exactly.
ain't no thing more going to that store. Shit, it's clear. Hey, she wanted y'all to shut the fuck up. I'm doing my job. You know? Again, be an adult.
I just love the fact that this dude just kind of threw her under the bus and said, this bitch right here wants you to be quiet.
Yeah.
And at that point, the group was a bunch of little kids after that. Well, if this bitch wants us to be quiet, why don't you come over here and make us be quiet? I'm like, wow. Yeah. So the lady got on her white privileged horse and rode to the next car. Yeah, and the group started applauding. I was like, wow.
There's a lesson there. Be a fucking adult. Don't quit trying to get people to do your dirty work and shit, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, you're going to get the authority to do it because he didn't give a fuck, this guy. He was just kind of like, look, I'm doing my job. I'm used to this. This bitch wants y'all to be quiet. Not me, you know? So, yeah, she got what she deserved. Fuck her.
She was talking all slow. I said, well, you was talking big before with the dude next to you. Now you don't want to say nothing.
Yeah.
You
want to be queen of the goddamn world and own it, you know?
Yeah.
Before we move on, mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and pull up something very quick here because we have some emails from people. And let me see what we got here. I'm going to put this. Oh, let me see. Somebody had some questions for us, and I want to go ahead and pull up the right video. And we talked about this yesterday for a very long length of time. Not very long, but we gave it attention, enough attention. And we gave our opinions on Kendrick Lamar's new album, Damn. And you like the hippity hop? Yeah, he's like, yeah, yes. I ain't seen him with his eyes as big until then. He's like, yeah. I like to shake your ass to it, huh? do you like Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, we've been talking about the album.
Oh, you've been talking about it ever since, like everybody else. Everybody's been talking about this album right now. And everybody's got their opinions on it. Some people say, hey, you know what? This guy continues to be a great artist. Some people are like, yeah, you know. I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. And it's definitely better than most of the hip-hop out there. But I don't know. He's finally got enough fame. Well, some people are saying, I think that he might be overrated.
You got to see this. Yeah, yeah. Hey,
That's my favorite part of the song.
That baby crying.
That baby crying. Yeah, he just said he just shit on himself just in. I need a change. Let's see.
Wicked and weakness. You gotta see this. I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Finesse a nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this Parmesan where my accountant lives.
And well, my boys, though, they mouthing that shit off too, and that foot is gone. That foot been tapping, man.
Down in this, you say with my boo, babe, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy your Westie world with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty. Won't you let me? Pull up on your block and break it down. We playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM funk. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk.
Of course, that is, for those who have been keeping up, that is Be Humble. You know, it's Humble is the name of the song. I love that chorus right there. Sit down. Be humble.
It's like a leprechaun. Yeah.
Sit down. Be humble. But, let me see if I can get that chorus right there, because y'all know it sounds like that.
Spiral, soprano C, we like to keep it on the really? Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble,
bitch.
Sit down,
little
bitch. Be humble.
Be humble. Be humble. Oh, you say a little leprechaun? My gold. Be humble. We got a question here, man, from one of our regular listeners.
And I like questions.
What's that?
I like questions.
Yeah, I like questions, too. It's one of my favorite people, probably my favorite person to give us questions, because he usually does it in the form of a video, and everybody needs to see who he is, because he's a talking dog.
Hey, Corey. I had a question for you and Oz, and maybe Goodwin and Ray can chime in on this, too. What do you think of the new Kendrick Lamar album? What's the name of the album again? Oh yeah, that's right. Do you think it's as good as his other albums, including his masterpiece To Pimp a Butterfly? And also, do you think he is on the same vein as one of the greatest rappers of this generation, like Tupac, Jay-Z, and even Eminem? Anyway, that's my question. And oh, by the way, I was gonna come out to see you guys in LA. I wanna wish you guys good luck, but when I called the venue, you know what they told me?
No dogs allowed.
Oh.
Yeah, so maybe if you guys ever come to the East Coast, we can go to a dog-friendly bar or something like that. Thanks, and stay toasty.
Who is that again? Is that Jarrell?
Jarrell Stowe? Yeah, that's Jarrell.
Jarrell, yeah, man. Jarrell, again, thank you for the questions. Always, always makes my day when you send us something. And here's the thing. Yesterday's show, Corey Goodwin was there, and we talked about that album for a good chunk of time. Even sat back and took old man Martin's, you know, reaction to it, because he hadn't heard it. And surprisingly, he liked it. He said, you know, I like it. I just don't like the lyrics. He said, I like everything but what Kendrick Lamar is saying. He said, yeah, there's too many M-bombs in there. Too many hoes and niggas in there. He's like,
Too many hoes and niggas in there.
Yeah, he said, you know, if you pull back on that a little bit, then, you know, we're okay. But I have not gotten your opinion on the album yet. I don't even know if you heard it. I don't know if you're into the modern hip-hop.
Man, I like what I like, but I do like Kendrick. The first album I thought was, you know, as always, your magnum opus, as they call it. You know, your best stuff is always on your first.
Was that Matt, A Good Kid, Mad City?
Yeah, that's what it was called. I think it was that's what it was called. But anyway, but you know, this one is cool. I just heard that one song, that Be Humble song, and I think it's cool. I just think it's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to a point where, you know, you said what you needed to say in the first two albums or whatever album you had.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And now you're just kind of becoming a machine now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what it sounds like. It's sounding like a machine now. You know, you say what you need to say now. Like, well, they like what I said last time. I got to try to figure something else out. So now it's him figuring something else out to do. You know what I mean? I don't want to say it's disingenuous, but it doesn't seem as thoughtful as the other songs in the other album. You know what I mean? It's still okay. You know, yeah. And the second half of the question, you really can't start throwing Best Ever and Tupac and Biggie around, you know, when people come out and have like good, you know, one or two good albums, man. Let them live for like, you know, Jay-Z status. Let them have like 7-8 albums, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we can start talking about that.
Well, a lot of people, I like the production on the album. I like his lyrics. Right. And I think he's actually saying something. I don't like the rhyme scheme all the time. And I said this yesterday, you know, I think when people just rhyme, you know, nigga with nigga, you know, they put the N-word in there just as a rhyme scheme. I think that's getting a little bit lazy. I think it's making people who are great like Kendrick Lamar sound like other people, who I think he's way better than. But the production on that album, I think, is amazing. And I think some of the things that sound like he's going mainstream are actually statements on the mainstream itself. But,
oh, so he's being meta when he's doing that.
You know, he's hip hop meta, man. I don't know what y'all think about the album. You know, just you agree with it? You liked it a lot?
I don't know if it's better than Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, I feel the same way. He said he didn't know if it's as good as the Pimp a Butterfly, which I don't. Because I already gave my order yesterday of albums by him. Good Kid, Mad City, Section 80. And To Pimp a Butterfly, and this one came behind those. As far as an artist is what I said. Yeah, I think he's amazing. I think he probably is it right now. There's so much hip hop, and there's so many artists who never get a chance to be out there who are great lyricists, and their production is amazing. I can name you about three artists right now who I would actually put ahead of some of your more popular artists. I'll put them ahead of Jay-Z, Kanye, and Drake.
Drake.
I would put them ahead of them. But if you say that, all of a sudden, you know, you're going to be seen as, oh, you want to be different. You know, are you just hate these guys because you think that they're overrated? And I don't think that hip hop is such a, as you said, it's such a machine right now.
Yeah.
It is such a hit machine like rock and roll is and pop, and there's a lot of artists out there who aren't getting their due. But as far as mainstream artists who are out there, you know, in the spotlight, making the most money, getting the most exposure, getting the most marketing, I would probably right now put Kendrick in the top five.
You got to, because the mainstream is skewed now, because you got mumble rap taking over, and people who like pure hip hop are always going to gravitate towards Kendrick. So Kendrick is always going to get that leg up,
yeah,
you know, because of the mumble rap. So you're kind of grading Kendrick on a curve, right? Because of what's out there right now.
That is true. That is true, man. And let me see. I'm going to go over here and see if we got any other emails. Let's see here. Let's see if any new emails came in. And let's see. This is from Jose Perez. And Jose Perez says, very simple question too. He says, when and where do you plan on being in New York? Now, I don't know if you're talking about when Oz is going to be in New York, or if you're talking about when we're going to do an actual show in New York. Because as far as Oz gave the whole thing. You guys plan on being in New York on May 6th on Bleecker Street, 7 o'clock at the Blind Tiger.
Blind Tiger, correct.
Yeah.
Shall be there.
But
Corey's going to be in Florida.
I'm not going to be there because I'm going to be in Florida. I cannot be, as Danielle said, how are you going to be in two places at the same time? You know what I'm saying? that had her ass confused. I looked at her and I said, bitch, be humble. No, man.
Tell her time wasn't real. You could be two places at once. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what he told her. Time's not real, baby. Neither is space. I can be in two places at one time. But as far as when we're going to come there and do a big show with all the toasties and everything, I can't tell you what's going to happen outside of what I've been telling you already. I'll just put it this way. New York, it's in the plans. That's all I'll say right now. And I hate to make Chicago upset, because Chicago is really, 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 really been campaigning for us to go over there. But I think, nothing set in stone. You never know what's going to happen. But I think New York has a leg up on you. But we'll see what happens. I'm plotting.
People are asking for Halloween. I don't know.
Yeah, don't ask me.
Yeah. It is.
Man, I can only do so much for y'all before my girl starts getting on me. Just a little hint. She's jealous of the Toasties, man. As far as she's concerned, y'all the other woman. So, you know, I got to go back and spend some time with her. But don't worry, you know, y'all still be my side chick, you know. we'll still meet at the hotel every now and then. So yeah. Let's see here. Find another email. Sorry I didn't get that email from that dude with the, because you said somebody else sent a video email in, and I would love to address that, but I couldn't find it.
Why are you looking for the other one? Shout out to Eric Johnson. We was going to talk about that toddler groping, but that's kind of old. So,
oh, Eric Johnson, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Eric Johnson wanted to talk about a kid that was grabbing a woman's titty. It's 2 years old. Kid don't know what the fuck is going on. Shit, a titty might as well be a beach ball for all that kid cares. He don't know. I'm trying to act like that kid's a child molester and shit. He's a child himself.
How the hell is he doing that? Right.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see here. Have a email here from Jamal. Jamal says, this is Jamal coming by to visit the studio set. Should I have asked earlier? Hey, do you know what this Jamal is, man? let's see. No, you guys are here. Again, thank you. Thank you for coming by. And you guys should come by on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, man, for the shows. You know, that's when we have a lot of people come by every now and then.
Yeah, not for this crap.
They told me they live in Austin. They live in Austin. I was just telling them, come by and check out another show since you live here. I wasn't saying fuck this show. he said that. Oh, let's see here. Somebody said account not upgraded. Maybe somebody's having some problems. I'll try to check that out. Oh, I forgot to mention it. We're going to be on the Schmodown. And that is going to be on Friday. Now, I don't know if they're going to air that live. You guys know Schmoes Knows. And they got the Schmodown that they do on their channel. And we're going to be going there and doing that on Friday. So I want to thank those guys for the invitation. And I really appreciate you guys bringing us by.
Oh, man, congrats on that, man. It's going to be you and Martin?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be me and Martin on there. Nice. Which I'm glad, because I don't know shit. Because, you know, it's a trivia contest. I choke up doing trivia, man. You can ask me the simplest shit, and I'm not going to know it. I can tell you that right now. You don't want me at your trivia pursuit game nights, because I'm bad at it. I'm very bad.
Well, you've been training Martin and Goodwin, so.
Oh, I know. I know. So karma's coming back strong, man.
Yep.
I'm going to look bad. I'm telling y'all that right now. It should be funny, you know, to see me fail. So, oh. Let me see here. What's that? I know. I'm that you on the show. You hear me? Who that is?
Who that is?
let me see here. Find one more to do. Ladarius Brown. It says Ladarius Brown says, "Let's see here. It's been about a week and you still haven't done a tribute to Charlie Murphy. What's going on, man? Here's the thing." I'm not saying that y'all are acting entitled or anything like that, but you know, you get accustomed to us doing certain things. Like when a bad movie comes out, I love reviewing bad movies. When somebody dies, we do a tribute to them if we can. And if we don't do it, it's because timing didn't work out. People got on our asses about Chips. The movie Chips, the movie that stayed in the theater for a week and was gone. One dude got online and said, if you don't do a review for Chips, I might have to unsubscribe, man. I'm like,
really
for Chips? Oh, fuck.
that's what's going to make you go, Chips.
That's the one where, you know, look, man, I can't compete with Chips. You know, at this point, you're probably just going to have to go.
You're going to have to go.
Yeah, because I'm not going to try to compete with Chips, the movie. Yeah. The reason why we didn't review Chips is because there were 6 movies out that week. And we had to, and plus it was a really busy week for something else. And we just didn't have time to get to it. That's what it was. There was another movie that we paid to see that was bigger than Chips. And so we paid to see that, did a review on that. And basically we had a lot on our plate and we did not get a screening for Chips. And it just was not, we just didn't have time to go out of our way and see it. The weekend was full with stuff that we had to do. As far as Charlie Murphy goes, Charlie Murphy died on a night where we were running late with our movie show. We didn't have time to get to it. Well, I mean, we had a late movie. The movie let out at like around 9:30, so we started the show at 10:00. And then the day that I was planning on doing something for Charlie Murphy, well, a lot of other stuff happened. One being the Star Wars trailer came out. I ain't trying to say Charlie Murphy. Man, that sounds bad.
It's like, what? All right.
But unfortunately, you know, I give tributes because I respect certain people. I want to do it. We don't always get the biggest hits on that, but I like to do them. And but unfortunately, the business aspect came in where it's like, well, maybe this video would perform better for Star Wars, and we'll try to do Charlie Murphy later. Sunday came along, didn't have time to do it. It was timing. No disrespect. Wanted to do it. But that's what happened. Things just happen because you just don't have time to put them in. So I hope that answers your question.
Also, Facebook took care of it for us as well. So everybody did a tribute to Charlie Murphy on Facebook. So, you know, everybody said what they had to say.
Yeah, exactly. And it would have been a short tribute. You know, Darkness, Eddie Murphy's brother. You know, that's about that. Dave Chappelle. No, he's Charlie Murphy.
CB4.
CB4. Charlie Murphy is actually, it hurt me not to be able to do that because honestly, when you look at it, Charlie Murphy he's funnier than Eddie Murphy today. Today, just by the fact that Eddie Murphy doesn't do stand up right now. And when he does do comedy, it's usually for some kids movie or it's for some, you know, some family film that sucks. And, you know, we don't have that old Eddie Murphy. But Charlie Murphy was tearing it up, man. Charlie Murphy was out there doing all kind of shows, and Charlie Murphy was when he made an appearance in movies, he was hilarious. He was doing stand up today, and I remember that a couple of guys went to go catch him in Houston, I think, my friend Aaron. So, you know, he was the big brother of Eddie Murphy. So Charlie Murphy, I meant no disrespect by not going in and not doing a tribute to him. But Charlie Murphy was to say that you like somebody better than Eddie Murphy who stand up today, his old stand up is still amazing and hard to top. To say that when his big brother is funnier than him, I don't know what more tribute I can give, man. You know, I don't know how much more respect I can pay. And I'll miss him because I was loving him and everything that I was seeing him in. I really loved him in Black Jesus, man.
Yeah. Black Jesus. I mean, it's an accomplishment in itself. Like you said, to even come out of that, you're Eddie Murphy's brother's shadow, you know, to have your own name next to your brother. That's huge.
It's like
standing next to Michael Jackson. Oh, Janet did it.
That's Eddie Murphy's big brother. That's his big brother. And people called Charlie Murphy Jr.
Yeah, that's crazy. And to have your own lane to drive in, that's amazing. So, you know, what else can we say right there? Like you said.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what I can tell you. And I, like I said, I would have done a proper tribute, but tell you what, let me see here. I'll see if I can see Charlie Murphy in Black Jesus. See if I can find a clip of that. Cause if y'all haven't watched Black Jesus, it's from the guy that did the Boondocks, the animated show on Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with Adult Swim, a lot of the shows that they do are kind of weird, and even and they try to push the limits too hard sometimes, especially when they do ethnic shows. Like one of the things I didn't like about the Boondocks is that, again, like much hip hop, they just drop nigga like, you know, like nothing all the time. Sure. And the thing that I always thought, like, well, hipster white kids think that that's awesome, you know, so. But Black Jesus was a show where I thought, I'm going to treat that the same way. And turns out that that actually it was pretty funny, especially when Charlie Murphy came on.
What is it with that guy?
Wow, somebody got love for their Lord and Savior. Ooh.
Baby, that's Jesus.
Oh, Negro of little faith.
All right, Jesus, what you got for me today? I've been good.
Whatever you want, man.
I need the numbers to the lotto.
The lotto numbers? I got some kindness, I got compassion, and I got love for all mankind. You better get up on some of that, man.
Don't nobody want no shit like that.
You really gonna extort your boy Jesus Christ, man, your Lord and Savior?
We're agnostic.
Open up your heart and let me in, man. Trust in your boy.
You are a parasite.
Bless you too, Vic.
You need to find another place to be a bum at, homie.
Man, we can't front you no more, dog.
You do realize I died for your sins, right?
You know, I was trying to find a bigger clip in there with Charlie Murphy, but you saw a glimpse of him in there, and he was a skeptic. He was always like, that nigger ain't Jesus. You know, yeah. he just pimping the neighborhood. But yeah, that's not a proper respect to Charlie Murphy, but you know, at least it was a little something. So let's see here. Let me see. One more email and then we'll get on out of here. But before we do leave completely, we got the riddles for you. And yes. Let's see here. Oh. Let me see. Oh, I'm already getting heat, man. For that schmoes, the schmodown. Somebody said you guys better rep DT on the schmodown. Get it. Mm-hmm. Go out there and do it. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to build y'all hopes up right now because I'm not good at it, but I will do the best I can. I will give you that. Now, before we get out of here, Oz, you know, he's got kids and he likes to give them riddles every now and then. And, you know, Oz considers y'all his little babies too. So yeah, Oz says, hey, yeah. He wants to play a little riddle game with y'all. So, Oz, you want to set up to this week's riddle for everybody? Also announcing last week's winner.
Yeah, so on the board behind me, these are the six people that got the riddle right, the first six. Congratulations, Marcus, Byron, Eric, Dynasty, Joseph, and Jenny. So who won? Corey, show them who won
It was Jenny Mastic right there. Mattis,
there you go, Jenny. Congratulations. Congratulations. Did she win that Power Rangers pack?
I think she does. If she wants it, she doesn't impress me as a, you know. you know, I'm really sexist with these games. I never thought a girl would play. So, so I don't know how much Jenny, you know, like a 27-year-old woman wants Power Rangers shit, but I'll give it to her if she wants it.
Hey, go. Jenny, you won. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, you gonna get it whether you want it or not. So
hit up the homie.
Yeah, I gotta get it out to the studio, so you gonna take it. But what was the question? Do you remember the question last week?
Man, you always do that to me. Let me see. I might have it here. I should always have it. I have it here.
Okay. Well, while you look for it, I'll tell you what, you wanna read the new one?
Oh. Well, I found the old one. Well, the old one is the one from last week that Jenny won. The riddle was, you do this with ideas and adjust this for sound while folks do this on dirt mounds. And mm-hmm. The answer was indeed pitch.
Pitch. And there you go. I like the way you hide that answer in the corner right there. But let's go ahead and get into the new riddle this week. And what have we got, Oz?
All right. New riddle is, you can say or feel this and give it away. Or steal it away. It's what the world needs now to save the day.
All right.
Again, you can say or feel this and give it or steal it away. It's what the world needs now to save the day. It's a one-word answer. Email me at ozwhatup@gmail.com with the subject heading, let's see, Run Goodwin. That is the heading. Run Goodwin.
run Goodwin, like you were guilty of killing people. All right. There you go, people. And that is it. We've been here for a little bit, and I think I've got everything covered, said what we had to say. And Oz, let me bring you back up here. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you, sir. And we'll see everybody in LA, whoever's going to make it on Friday.
That's right, people. Don't forget, if you bought your tickets, it's coming up soon. It's coming up so fast that I wouldn't be surprised if you did forget. Just sat there and let the weekend pass you by. Do not do that, because it's going to be fun at the LA Double Toasted event. And again, we're going all night with that one. So come prepared, get your caffeine up in you, and just be prepared to have a good time with all of us. And we're not going to give you a chance to rest that much, because on that Friday, before we get to that, on April 21st, we're having our meet and greet. That's going to be at Cantor's, and that's in Hollywood. I'm going to put up the information tomorrow. I don't have it up right now, but we're not going to leave you guys hanging. Just look up the name, Cantor's. It'll tell you where you need to go. And if you can't catch us in L.A., catch the Mexcellence and I over in Florida, Orlando, that is, for the Playlist Live YouTube convention. And on May 6th, that's a Saturday, we're going to have our meet and greet during that time. And let me see here. Oh, is this a meme that's going around now? The whole that Kendrick Lamar album?
Yeah, yeah, with the damn. Yeah.
Okay, because they got me looking sad on there. I was like, why y'all picking on me, man? But also, let me see. Am I missing anything? Oh, yeah, New York. The New York Toasty event. You want to tell me about that real quick?
Yes, that's also on May 6th. It's a Saturday. It's going to be at the Blind Tiger Bar. That's in on Bleecker Street. And if you want information, you could email me ozwhatup@gmail.com or join the Facebook group Unofficial Toasties, Unofficial New York Toasties, sorry. And we'll get information there.
And also, I should have mentioned this while I was mentioning LA, but I told you this before, and let me remind you one more time. You know, one of our official sponsors, the official sponsor for the LA event is Mixer. And Mixer, as I told you, they're having a whole LA weekend dedicated to the Toasties. If you're in LA and you're looking for something to do, if you go on Mixer, and if you just happen to be a Toastie, and if you're not, you should become one, because the whole weekend is going to be dedicated to Double Toasted events. Mixer will be your app for the weekend. And don't expect us to do everything with you. We can't. So many people there. So you know what? If we're not in the mix, then get together with other Toasties. Very easy to get on Mixer and find out if there's an event happening near you. Whether you want to get brunch, lunch, dinner, or anything else, get it at the Apple Store, Mixer Hangouts. Go to the website, MixerNow.com, or go to Instagram, @MixerNow, and download that and start meeting all the local people who know what's going on. And let me see here. I think that is it. So, Oz, my friend, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir, for dedicating your late nights on Mondays with me.
Thank you, sir, for having me, sir.
And again, Jamal and Fishman, I want to thank y'all for coming. How you say your name again? Ishvin. Ishvin. Happy birthday, my friend. And hope to see you around here again sometime. And Jamal, thank you, sir. What do you got? You go to UT? What are you? What's your major? Mechanical engineer. What about you? What's it, bouncing? What'd you say? Oh, both of you. Okay. Have I never met you before, Jamal? No, I have not. Okay, maybe. Is your brother, does he kind of like you?
He looks nothing like you.
Looks nothing like you. Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you guys for coming by. Very nice. And thank all of you for coming by. And if you can, actually come by. You know, don't just watch us. Don't just listen to us. Come by and hang out with us. We're nice people. I'll make it real easy for you at first. Catch us on one of our live shows by going over to doubletoasted.com. And you know, when you go over to doubletoasted.com, you can see several of our live shows that we stream for you constantly and almost 7 days a week. You can try the service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you can stop at any time. But we do hope that you stick around, at least for the audio. And if you really like our audio, go over to SoundCloud. On SoundCloud, that audio is all archived, nice and tidy for you. When you listen to us on SoundCloud, you get us paid, and you too can get paid if you put your stuff there, get a lot of listeners, and just be patient for those fat checks to come through. And let me see. That is it. So everybody, lean on me. Last thing I got to say is come on down and check us out. But before you do that, email us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show, in an email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, pressing bam, up in your home talking either on hosting the weather, do house calls. On Instagram, at Double Toasted fan page, on Facebook, type in Double Toasted. And if you'd like to get a hold of me privately or personally, type in corey.coleman.5. If I just happen to be a little too busy, I do. I want to give you all the attention that I can. But if I'm a little too busy at that moment, Oz, help me out.
Oh, man. Come check me out on Facebook, Oz Green JR on Facebook. Also, join the group, Unofficial New York Toasties. If you want to check your boy on the email trail, hit me up at ozwhatup@gmail.com. That's ozwhatup@gmail.com. ozwhatup@gmail.com.
And come on down to the world-famous Double Toasted Studios. Come see us live. And you can do so by emailing me at kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let me know if you're going to be visiting Austin. You're going to be moving to Austin. You already live in Austin, you sneaky son of a bitch. And let us know that you're going to come down and see the show. Let yourself be known. kcoolmans@gmail.com. That is it, everybody. Good night. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasty.
Be humble. Be humble. Sit down.